And welcome back to Rocket Right Radio. You're here with Hurricane Betsy Barnes and our producer, Kevin Gallagher. And this segment is brought to you by Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And we're so thankful to be able to speak not only to a medical professional. It's not every day you meet a physicist. With Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, Corinne Smith. But we also are going to speak to one of her patients, and that's Brent Loop, who got gamma knife radiation. He was able to get a special treatment that is not offered everywhere in the United States, that is only available here. And so we're so thankful that both of you could be with us, because we're going to get the patient and the medical perspective. And it's so important to share this, so if anyone in the future is facing it, they're going to know who to call and where to go. So we're thankful that you can be here. So I understand that you just wrapped up some brain cancer awareness events in May. And can you tell us, Corinne, about the piece of technology that is helping many people with cancerous and non-cancerous brain tumors, as well as the central nervous system disorders?
Sure. So at Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, we're very fortunate to have a piece of technology that's truly innovative and just exists in a few facilities in the country. It's called the Gamma Knife Icon, and the Gamma Knife has been around for several decades, but this version of the technology allows us to treat brain tumors, non-cancerous brain conditions, while keeping the patient very comfortable. So it doesn't, patients don't always have to have an invasive frame that they used to require. This piece of technology allows us to really target just the cells that we want to treat, very targeted radiation beams, while sparing normal, healthy brain tissue.
And it's totally painless.
Without the frame, patients just have to lie supine, and they have a mask placed over them, which is a mesh piece of material just to hold the patient still. And otherwise, they can listen to music, try to relax, but they don't feel anything.
So you've treated a number of different things with the Gamma Knife treatment, and people can come in, get treatment, and go home.
This is correct.
Is non-invasive, and this is really state-of-the-art.
It is. So patients can come to our center maybe just one time for their treatment, go back to their oncologist to be seen afterwards. A couple of different conditions require that you maybe take a couple of trips to the cancer center, but again, you can go home after that and be followed by your regular doctor.
So we're joined today with Brent Loop, who actually is a patient who has really had a dream come true in being able to not only get the correct diagnosis at Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, but also be able to be treated and then go on about his business as a real estate appraiser for 27 years. So thank you so much, Brent, for coming in to share your story and what's important for people to know. And so you were treated with the Gamma Knife Icon.
Yes, that's correct. And thank you for having me. And after a successful, I had a pituitary adenoma, and I had successful brain surgery, and part of the problem was that it was wrapped around my carotid artery, and it was a area that they do not touch because of the danger involved. And Dr. Corsten, my neurosurgeon, and the ENTs just said, we're going to leave that alone. We will address that problem later as it arises. But they went through my nose, and they did the surgery. And during the surgery, toward the end, they irrigated and flushed the area. And this was when I woke up, and they were smiling at me and said, we irrigated and we flushed toward the end, and all of a sudden we saw a large piece roll out, and we think it was the part that was wrapped around your carotid artery. So we're very excited about that. Two MRIs confirm that. So I stayed in the hospital and recovered 2 days, and in 7 days I was back at work. And so in subsequent MRIs, I had one 3 months after surgery, and then he said, we will do another one 6 months after that, a total of 9 months, just to make sure it's still gone. And if everything looks good, I'm going to put you on once a year for 10 years for monitoring.
Wow. And, you know, and, that is amazing. I mean, that is truly miraculous.
Yes.
That you were able to have that diagnosis, that treatment, and go forward. Your mom actually had treatment with a previous version some years back, and she had to travel to Cleveland, Ohio, and yet you were right here in town.
Yeah, and I said that wrong originally, Cleveland, and she corrected me and told me it was Pittsburgh. And
well, it so wasn't home.
It wasn't home, and it was very new, as Corinne said earlier, and the technology was not near the same. And then at my nine-month MRI, the wind was let out of my sail a little bit, because they informed me that there was a piece that was still back there, and it was behind the carotid artery. It probably got left behind, and the DNA started to grow. So Dr. Corson said, I don't like it there. And I said, well, what do we do about it? He said, well, I want to send you to Dr. Maurice King at Mary Bird Perkins, and I want to do gamma knife radiation. And I was familiar with that term. So I said, let's go. Let's get it. And I met with Dr. King and the medical physicists. The day I went and prepared, I had to be fitted with the mask, as Corinne said, which is very tight. And it's mesh, it's soft, and you breathe through it, you can see through it. And had an MRI with that on to pinpoint exactly where they wanted to hit. And after finding it in the MRI, Dr. King and his team and decided that because it was so close to my optic nerves, they wanted to do three doses about 30 to 40 minutes each in shorter doses to make sure they target and hit it correctly. So I did it on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday at 6:30 in the morning. And it was quiet, it was peaceful, and I relaxed and got through it, and I went to work each day after.
And it was effective.
It was effective. 6 months after the final treatment, I went back to my neurosurgeon, Dr. Corston, had another MRI, and I went in a week later after the results were done, and to the best news I've heard so far, and he said, Brent, we got it. The Gamma Knife Icon was successful. Your MRI looks great. It hit what we wanted to hit. It's showing no signs of growth. It will continue to shrivel, and go live your life. And I will just see you once a year for monitoring. And it was the best news I ever heard.
Well, those four words, go live your life after cancer treatment.
Yes.
It's a dream come true.
It is.
It is. And it sounds like you had a great deal of support.
I had a tremendous amount of support from family and friends. And everything happened so fast that I have relatives in the medical field. And I researched my doctors. I researched everything. I had total faith in the entire process. And because I was fearful, and fear is a crippling thing that can prevent you from doing a procedure. But to overcome fear, I did that by obtaining knowledge, and both in the process, the procedure, the doctors. And I said, I put my faith in it. And I said, I totally trusted them. And they're my friends now.
Yes.
I feel like I owe my life to them.
Well, Corinne, can you please tell us, I mean, as a medical physicist, can you tell us a little bit about the clinical details of the mask and a couple of the other things that Brent referred to, just for anybody to be more comfortable with some of the things that they or their family members may have? And we've got just about 30 seconds.
Sure. So speaking of support, as Brent alluded to, we're fortunate to have a talented group of neurosurgeons, neuroradiologists, radiation oncologists, medical physicists, nurses. That whole team comes together to really, it's not just the technology, but the people who put their hard work and effort into being able to treat patients like Brent.
Well, if anybody wants to get more information, they can call 877-755-1880 or go to conquerdifferently.org. Thank you so much, Corinne, and especially you, Brent Luke, because you're a walking miracle. And we'll be right back with Rocket Right Radio.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.